Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about how to avoid home repair scammers after disasters. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today I have on the phone with me Susan Cosgrove, Mississippi State University Extension Area Agent. Susan, we should always take necessary steps to make sure our repairmen are qualified to do good work. But why are repair scams more common after natural or man-made disasters?
Unfortunately, when we have natural disasters from our weather, this is when people are usually more vulnerable. And also, this is the time when the demand is really high for repairs. So this is when the fraudsters and the scammers come in and they really hit these people up.
I understand anyone can be susceptible to repair fraud and scams, but is there anyone who is most susceptible and why?
Usually it's the elderly that are hit hardest. One reason is a lot of our elderly are really, really trusting of people, and their defenses are down for a lot of things, but especially for people coming in to take advantage of them in these times. They just don't recognize that they are being taken advantage of. A lot of people don't recognize signs of fraud, especially our older people.
What are some questions we should always ask right off the bat when considering a person to hire for repairs?
You don't need to rush into the repairs, no matter how badly they are needed. Of course, you need to be cautious of someone that's just coming door to door offering repair services or flyers or business cards that are left on your doorstep. You should always ask a contractor or anybody that comes to see you following a disaster like this. You need to ask for identification. You need to get at least 3 quotes, ask for and verify references, and it's good to get a written contract. If you have extensive work to get done, it's good to get a written contract and get it in writing, all the tasks that are going to be done, and have it in writing of a payment schedule. And, you know, pay by check, money order, credit card. You know, don't pay by cash. Don't pay by debit card either. And you should always keep a record of your payments and your receipts. And then about the person who's going to do the work for you, try to get a licensed contractor if you can. And, you know, where do we search out this? We have the Mississippi Board of Contractors that we can reference for this. And just asking for, you know, a list of references, you know, ask them, well, who can I check with that you have recently done work for as well? Because, you know, word of mouth is also a very good way to check on recent work that someone has done, you know, especially if it's in small towns and communities where we might not be dealing with large contractors.
And what are some red flags or warning signs that we're being scammed?
If they want you to pay for the work before it's done, you know, we don't want the payments to get ahead of the work. We have to be on the lookout, too, for imposter scams. We don't want someone to come up pretending to be government officials, like a safety inspector or utility workers who are saying that we need immediate work. This is why it's so important to ask for IDs. And folks also need to remember that FEMA does not charge application fees as well. Something that I always like to remind people as well, if something sounds too good to be true, that is a warning sign. It's also good to look for signage on vehicles, for local addresses, and phone numbers for contractors. If a contractor refuses to give you identification, and also if they do not have a physical address, then that should also be a warning sign.
And for more information or to even file a complaint, go to the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org or call toll-free 1-800-987-8280. Today we've been speaking with Susan Cosgrove, Extension Area Agent. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.